Hey, this is Chili Chilton again. It is, for me, it's about 2:20 a.m. in the morning on a Saturday night, early Sunday morning. And I was thinking, this is very random. It's a Uber-related podcast tonight. And I was thinking about all of the crazy different things people have left behind in my car. You know, a lot of times I don't discover it until the next day when I go to wash my car. I try to wash my car every single day, and I spray it with Lysol, and I vacuum it, and because I want my riders to have a good experience, but I also can't stand it to get, you know, beat up. It's hard on a car to be an Uber driver. And so, anyways, yeah, I have been thinking about the leave behinds, the things that end up in our cars, and, you know, there we are. And, I mean, I've had, you know, the basic stuff like lip gloss, and there's a dude that left a wallet, and it was full of cash and credit cards. And I had several other riders that came after him, and I don't know how they never saw the wallet sitting on the floor. I've had a necktie left behind, lots of different makeup, and had a cell phone left behind. There's been a lot of people that have contacted me thinking they left something behind, but they must have left it somewhere else. It wasn't here. And I've had quite a bit of drug paraphernalia left in my car. I had a condom left in my car, thankfully, still in its packaging. Woo! and then tonight, as a group of young people were getting out of my car, they said, "There's a whole onion in your backseat." Yeah, just a big old white raw onion. And I'm thinking, like, who brought the onion? Why did they leave it behind? And ultimately, one of the young guys said, "Hey, I'll cook it if you don't want it." And I said, "Hey, take the onion with you." And, you know, we go crazy when we leave things behind. I think every one of us, man, we've lost a wallet or can't find our keys. I have, like, those Apple, and I don't even know what the correct Apple term is, but those little sensors that you put in your stuff and then you can find it by using your iPhone or using your MacBook. And so I put those things on my key rings. I put one on my dog. And, you know, because I don't want to lose those things. But if I do, I can just look at the phone or look at my laptop and I can find them. And because it sucks when things are lost, and we panic when things are lost. But how often really do we panic at our own lostness? You know, like when we get lost, or when we are feeling like we are off track, or we're not living the life that maybe we're supposed to be living or whatever. You know, is it a panic, or do we just kind of go, "Oh, it's kind of fun to be lost"? And you know what? It's fun to be lost. If you're with a bunch of people and y'all get lost together, it's just like a new adventure, and you know it's going to be a memory that you laugh at later, even though it's kind of annoying or frustrating or even scary at the time. And I think that too, you know, even with eternal things, you know, and God stuff, you know, I grew up in like kind of old school preacher type church, and somebody was screaming, you know, "I know you're out there and you're lost and you're miserable." And I'm thinking, no, I'm kind of having a good time. And I think that's the case. It's like, especially when there's people. But you know, at the end of the day, when it's just you and yourself and nobody else is there, like, you know, what does that feel like? What's lostness like? And you know what? I realize that I'm not found by being in a church, or I'm not found by listening to, I don't know, Christian music, or I'm not found by, you know, going through the motions or doing certain things. I'm found only when the one who made me is real to me. And I think that's the whole thing, you know, with Jesus and with eternal life and all that stuff. You know, you can be a hater, you can be a doubter. That won't change anything in my life. I kind of discovered Christ as a high school senior, and I was lost and I was messed up and I didn't even know I was. But it flipped the switch in me, and after I realized that, then I became a lot more aware of a difference I could make. Anyways, you know, when you have the next moment in your life, someplace down the road, you're going to lose something, you're going to leave something behind. And when you feel that panic, just that switch go on inside of you, man, maybe you'll remember this podcast and think, man, that kind of sucks. And I don't like things to be lost. And I don't like for me to be lost. And the answer is the same for both. It's like you got to return to where you left it. And if you walked away from your faith, return to where you left it. And if you walked away from your keys, you got to return to where you left them. And that's just kind of what the word repent or really means. It means take a 180, go back, fix it, make it right, and go back forward then. And you don't have to know 10 Bible verses to just say, hey, God, I think you're real and I need you. And that's you and him. And lost becomes found. Blind becomes see, you know, and it makes a difference. At least it has for me, and that's my take. Peace.